Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We got an email here from Anonymous.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. Should I structure my resume for law school applications, capitalized, differently than I would when applying for a job? If so, what are the main differences I should be aware of? I have worked as a freelance musician and teacher for the last 8 years that I have been out of college, so my professional work experience is very broad. I'm assuming that law schools do not care about every single job I've held, so I was thinking about condensing it down to the most impressive and noticeable work I've done. Do I describe my roles and responsibilities for every job that I list, or should I combine like work into categories and list duties slash responsibilities for that category? Let me know what you think. Overall, I wouldn't stress about your resume. I think there's a lot of detail here you're concerned about that ultimately isn't going to matter. The big thing here is that you are applying to an academic institution, so I suspect that they'll want your schools that you've attended and your GPA and any honors you got up top, but that should be short. And then you go into your professional work, and I agree that you should cut out things that aren't as impressive, but I think that's more like cutting out bullet points than cutting out jobs, because any job you've held shows that you work. Yeah. And I don't think, unless you did something weird, just leave it in there. Maybe you just don't have as many bullet points for it.
Yeah, and you're going to write your personal statement to highlight, you know, something probably on that resume, so they'll know a lot about one of those things.
Yeah.
You can show them bullets to teach them a little bit about some of those other things. But I think you just need to realize that the resume is the, what is it? One, two, three, at least fourth, maybe even lower on how important it is.
I think they're scanning it quickly.
Does this LSAT, GPA, personal statement. How much time do they really have?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that I have that much more to say about that. You know, if there's cool stuff that you did that you think is going to bring some flavor to your application, then absolutely, you know, have it on the resume. But spending a lot of time perfecting your law school resume when you should be studying for the LSAT just doesn't seem like it's a efficient thing to do.
That's my only concern. It's November. Do you have your best score on record? If not, don't even worry about any of this.
Yeah, exactly. Like you can do all this stuff in a week or two pretty easily, except for the stuff that is out of your hands, letters of recommendation and the transcripts. You have to wait for those to be, you know, someone else has to do it. But personal statement, resume, all the applications, I really do think you can put that stuff off until you're done with the LSAT.
Yep.
Thanks, Anonymous. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.